You are tuning in to The Boob and the Brain, the podcast from the minds of Nigga Johnson and Guylen Jackson, where anything can be said and will be said. What's up?
What's up, Guylen?
This is officially podcast number 3.
Welcome to podcast number 3. That's number trace.
We really want people to listen to our podcast, Nick.
Sorry.
And when you do that voice, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to our podcast. When you talk like that, I can't do it the way you do it.
That's my strip club stage announcer.
Have you ever been on stage number two? It's Guylen.
Have you worked at a strip club?
I have worked at a strip club.
You did? Yes. What did you do at a strip club?
So, I did not strip.
Oh, thank God.
But I did work at a men's strip club.
Not hard bodies.
No.
Okay.
So, there was a local female strip club here, Wild Zebra.
Yeah. And on the other side,
and on
right?
the other side, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, not like I'd ever been there or I've ever been to a strip club or anything.
You've never been to the other side?
I've never been to the other side.
Figuratively or literally.
Did you hear orally? What?
Exactly.
Or literally? All right. So this is our third podcast, officially podcast number 3. Number 2 that's actually going to be published. One's already in the archives. And we're going to get bigger and we're going to get bolder. And again, this is a place where anything will be said and can be said. Hey, Nick, you know what time it is?
It's time for What's Happening.
So first, before anything else, tomorrow is my daughter's 18th birthday. Big shout out to Sammy. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. And other than that, had some exciting news this past weekend.
Okay.
So my mother-in-law, who is just recently my mother-in-law, but she's been in the family for 10 years.
She's been in the family longer than you've been in the family.
Well, clearly.
Yes.
Well, not my family.
The family.
Okay. Anyway, so mother-in-law... sometime back, my brother did a Ancestry.com spreadsheet for us.
Okay.
Went back umpteen generations, I think like to the 1500s for our family. And along with that, because he's got a paid subscription, you're able to do other family trees.
Okay.
So I did one for my wife. And I started to find out a little information about her mom's side of the family.
Okay.
And found out that she had a half brother and half sister that she had never met before. And coincidentally, they did a DNA ancestry.com DNA test, which linked them through a mutual cousin. And so my mother-in-law got to meet her brother and sister for the first time this weekend. Yeah.
Now, half-brother, half-sister?
Half-brother, half-sister, correct.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the amazing people. Robin and John, they came and stayed for the last 4 or 5 days. It was an amazing thing.
Were they able to actually confirm that they were, you know, brother and sister through pictures and...
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay, yeah, not just some DNA saying, hey, you're related to so-and-so.
Yeah. The local news station picked it up. KSAT 12 picked it up and did a whole story on it. I'll put the link just in case anybody's interested on the Boob in the Brain.
On the Boob in the Brain Facebook page. So
Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page. I think it's The Boob and the Brain on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, but we will double-check that and put that on there. We also have a telephone number if you want to call in and contribute, ask questions, 210-782-8001, 210-782-8001. So what's happening in my world? That's a really good question. There's a lot of stuff going on. Well,
we missed Cinco de Mayo.
Well, that's not Cinco de. We'll say what did you miss? But you're selfish.
Why am I selfish?
Because you just said you had the What's Happening segment about this wonderful experience,
I was wondering what you did on Cinco de Mayo. That's all.
I didn't go to Cinco de Mayo. This is what's happening
now. You didn't go to Cinco. There's not any place. Cinco de Mayo is a date. It's not a place.
Actually, the only place that you go for Cinco de Mayo is America. That's a whole other story that we're going to get into in a few minutes. Because if you went to Mexico talking about, woo, Cinco de Mayo, they just look at you and be like, yeah, it's the 5th of May. And what? All right, so I'm actually picking my daughter up from college on Thursday. She is officially finished her first semester of college.
Nice.
Today. She called me today. She said, Dad, I took my last test. Pretty amazing to think that I have an 18-year-old that finished her first semester of college. And exciting and smart.
That's good stuff.
And just a wonderful, well-rounded person.
And I have a daughter that this December will be graduating from college.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy when you start to think about it. So my happening.
Where's she going to school?
University of Houston. Nice. Same place that my mother and my father both graduated from was University of Houston.
Cougars?
Yes.
Go Cougs.
Matter of fact, they were there, or of course, Hakeem Olajuwon and Five Slamma Jamma. If you remember those golden years of the best second place basketball team in the history of the world.
So, if I'm not mistaken, Olajuwon's little brother.
Yes.
Went to UTSA.
Correct. And that was after us?
He actually was in my Spanish class.
Really?
He was.
Very cool.
He did not speak very good Spanish.
He did. And interesting enough, Hakeem Olajuwon came to America initially to play soccer, is the rumor, and wound up being one of the best centers ever in the game.
I've heard that.
And actually schooled our own David Robinson here in San Antonio beyond belief back then. So, So my thing is picking up my wonderful daughter. Notice I didn't say my baby, my little girl.
My Snooki Okums.
My Snooki. She's 18 years old. She is a woman. She is a young lady. Like, she's doing this stuff like on a whole nother level than we could ever imagine. Just brain wise and smart and intelligent and well read. So to all you parents out there, they're like, oh, it's gonna be my baby. No, sorry.
Does she know what she wants to study?
So human capital. The new term for it is human capital, which is now what we would consider human resources.
Okay.
HR. So it's called human capital. And the reason why is because the most important part of your company is the humans, and they are the capital of your company. So that's why they're giving it that term. So I think she's there now. I'm not too sure if she's going to
stick with
in
it.
That realm. She start talking about doing UX design, which is the front end design for web pages. And she enjoys it, but it's not, you know, a love. So I will support her whatever she does. I don't care. I don't care. Just have a good time. Enjoy your life. Don't work till you're 65. Try to get out of there about 45. If I can help it, I'm not working till 65. What do you mean? I just, you know, it's a crock. It's a crock of shit.
What's that?
Work until you're 65.
It's
you're programmed.
It's becoming more and more
necessary.
The norm.
Yeah, well, necessary also. But it's you know, if I had it all over to do again, I would save all my money. I would work.
Not me.
I would work from, hold on. I would work from getting out of college from 21 until the age of probably 40 years old. And I would do one thing and one thing only. I would work. And I'd have multiple jobs. And I would live on absolutely nothing. I'd drive nothing but used cars. So I'd stack all that money for 20 years.
I've already driven nothing but you. Please, like that's any different than what you've already done. You're already working four jobs, working your ass off, and driving used cars. And you don't have shit.
So with that said, it would be more about saving the money, though, right? Really saving the money. And then worry about traveling and taking care of people and having a good time with life. That if I had it all over to do again, and I would not subscribe to work until I'm 65.
So by and large, I'm with you. I like the idea of helping people. I like the idea of enjoying your life. What I don't like is save, 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 and save it for one day. Because sometimes one day doesn't happen. And it happens more than we want to admit.
That one day doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Right, right. So, but you still
if
have
you
to
get
have...
hit by a bus after you've been working your ass off, working five jobs for 20 years, and the day before you retire, you get hit by a bus, then what?
Yeah. No, no. Well, so that's, but...
Then they're going to look talking, back and
you're
say...
You're talking a very... Wanted to stay, like, be in the moment, stay in the moment, save as much as you possibly can, but have a good time with life.
Agreed.
And let the chips fall where they may.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I am not a planner.
It may not be extremely prudent for a lot of people, but for me, it kind of works. What did we miss this week?
Well, I don't want to say it and get yelled at again.
I didn't yell at you.
You yelled at me.
Well, it's because
you loudly spoke in my direction.
Again,
very aggressive in an aggressive manner.
I sit behind a computer all day, every day, for multiple hours.
Per day.
And I have an 18-year-old daughter who is very socially cautious. I have a lot of friends, women friends, not females.
What the hell are you talking about? What's this got to do with anything?
I thought you were going to talk about the whore thing with Stormy Daniels.
We were talking... You said you sit behind a computer. I thought you were talking about yelling.
No, what are you talking about?
That's what I was asking
you.
You
talk about Stormy Daniels?
Yes, I was going to talk about Stormy.
Okay,
but first I was going to talk about Cinco de Mayo, because that's what you yelled at me about.
No, I didn't know. I yelled at you last week.
Okay, anyway.
What are you talking about? But I didn't yell at you.
What would you
yell
like
at you.
What would you like to talk
You're
about?
You're very sensitive and selfish today.
Whatever.
So, you called Stormy Daniels a whore earlier.
No, that's not what happened.
Nah. Why are you getting loud?
You said, let's talk about Stormy. I don't mind talking about Stormy and Daniels as long as
respectful in talking about
you
her.
You said as long as we don't call her a whore.
No, I didn't say that.
Or
I
words
did not.
To that effect. What were your exact words?
My exact words were, as long as we are respectful to her.
No, that's not what
you said.
You said
because you
said
a porn
something.
Star.
And I said, what does that mean?
Right, because of the word that you, because you used.
What was the word?
I can't remember the word. I didn't use a bad word towards her.
No, I know, but.
So what is your thoughts on Stormy Daniels?
My thought is, she pulled a Kanye.
What do you mean she pulled a Kanye?
She used the story with Trump, and then now she's got her new sex tape coming out.
She's not pulling a. Well, but she hasn't made a sex tape in how long?
I said in like 5 years. I don't know if that's the case.
I know.
I found out when I was doing a little research this week. I found out that she
research on porn star Stormy Daniels. Just stop and think about the research he was doing this week. But go ahead.
It was very in-depth video work.
It was short, too.
I was very hands-on in the research.
It was very short, too, I'm sure.
I didn't know she was in either 40-Year-Old Virgin or Knocked Up.
Yeah, so she was a 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up. She actually stopped doing porn and was a director of porn.
I
didn't
know that.
She wanted to see more women in roles that weren't so whorish or slutty, we could say.
Right.
No, for real. I mean, this is a
I
real
said
statement.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not smirking.
Look, people need to
I'm
see.
I'm not smirking.
Your eyes smirked. Your eyes were smirking. So she became a professional. But I don't think she pulled a Kanye West by any stretch of the imagination. She even said, I am getting offered more money than I've ever had in my life to do the stuff that she had always done. And I think we would all take that experience. If somebody said, hey, we're going to put you on TV because your bar burned down and we're going to build you a new bar and give you, you know, $50,000 a year for us to run it for years and we're going to pay your bartenders even more, you wouldn't say no.
I didn't say I would say no.
So she's not pulling a Kanye.
Grain of salt.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so then.
So what do you think about the whole Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump shenanigans?
So in my opinion, number one, I think that he done did it. I think that Trump definitely had sex with Stormy.
Of course.
Well, you asked what I thought about it.
No, I'm just saying, of course. Like, duh.
Number two, I think that if she agreed to take the hush money, she should hush. I mean, I'm interested in it. So now that the cat's out of the bag, tell us the whole story. But considering all the details, maybe don't tell us all the story.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned with all of the details.
But you know, I guess in the grand scheme of things, I really don't care.
Like, do you believe that this goes to a greater point that Donald Trump is a compulsive, pathological, sociopathic, professional liar?
I think that no. I think that anybody in his position, i.e. Clinton,
okay,
Mr. Cigar himself.
But Clinton is not the president of the United States. Why do we bring up Clinton?
Because Clinton, in the exact same situation, well, not exactly the same situation, but while he was president,
okay,
he had sex
with that woman. I did not have sex with that, sexual relations with that woman. Yes, you did, Bill.
He did.
Right.
Okay, and he was impeached.
He was not impeached.
No, he was impeached. He wasn't kicked out of office.
There is a level of impeachment that you still can have, and it not lead to you being kicked out of office.
I think he was brought up on impeachment.
He was impeached.
Okay, well,
he
was impeached. I'd like to do a little
hashtag research
on that.
Hashtag researcher right now.
But before that, you said, well, you just want
to
make sure that she
to him. It goes to him lying on a daily basis. It goes to him saying things, saying that he didn't do things, saying that he had the biggest crowd ever at an election, that he didn't have the biggest crowd ever at an election. He lies. And we can say, well, he's bloviating, he's doing this, but he lies. Like,
I agree.
Like, pathological.
I don't know about pathological.
Dude, every single day, he lies. The Washington Post, I think it is, has a list of over 200 lies that he tells on a daily basis.
Who gives a shit? 90% of what he lies about, 99% of what he lies about, it doesn't even fucking matter. I'm not saying it's okay.
Do you know, I'm not saying it's good. Do you know he lied about three people that were captured in North Korea? One was captured under Obama, and he said, well, the three people that were captured under Obama, one was captured under Obama, and two were, one was captured under Obama, and two were captured under him. Those things matter when you're trying to denuclearize the world.
Easy for you to say,
right? Exactly. When you're trying to, you know, make friends and have people trust your word, and then you can't even tell the truth.
Do you think that that's what his motivation is? Is to get people to trust him?
No, he doesn't care.
Exactly.
But do you? Is that the behavior that we want as a president of the United States? And does that make you feel safe?
Is it the behavior that I want from my president? No.
Okay.
Does it impact my feeling of safety? Not even a little bit.
You come from a military family.
That is correct.
Okay. Would you want this man as president of the United States?
No, but
with your father in the military?
No, and I didn't vote for him, right? But I also didn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
But Hillary Clinton is not, why do people bring up Hillary Clinton?
Because she ran against him.
She's not.
We had three options. And I didn't vote for either one of those.
Only three. We had two options.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, but
that's who I voted for.
Okay. He's Green Party or Independent?
Green.
Green, okay. Okay. Yeah, so you do have three, right? You do have three choices. But in the reality and the scheme and the systems that are set up, you really have two choices.
But that mentality is exactly why we have shit for options. And that's exactly why a Green Party would never win, or a third party of any kind would never win, is because people like you.
What's Gary Johnson's stance on our role in North Korea or Iraq or Russia?
By and large, it's a hands-off policy. His whole thing is infrastructure.
Okay.
Take care of America.
which is exactly what we need to do before we start getting into everybody else's business.
When we say take care of America, what do you mean by take? Donald Trump
infrastructure?
Because Donald Trump talks about taking care of America, but I don't think he's talking about taking care of America. I frankly think he's talking about taking care of white America.
Trump's talking about taking care of America from a business standpoint.
Okay.
Like the big picture.
I think he wants to keep America white too, but that's a whole other story.
I think the majority of businesses in the United States are, particularly Fortune 500, are rich white men. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, well, I think when I say taking care of America, I'm talking about the interactions that we have with other countries. Those are the companies that are going to be dealing with international transactions, by and large.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying, right? But I want somebody to tell me where Obama didn't do that and why.
I'm not saying Obama didn't do that.
Okay, and I really, because it's disingenuous for me to bring up Obama, because I don't like.
But you asked why I brought up Hillary, and the reason that I brought up Hillary is because that was the other option. I didn't say anything about Obama.
Right, but if we wanted another option, I think Hillary would have taken care of America just fine.
I think she would have lied, cheated, and stealed at least as much as Trump.
No.
I think
no.
she would have gotten
she
away.
She doesn't.
I think she would have
she
gotten...
She doesn't
She
lie.
Gets away with a lot
she
more.
She doesn't...
You're full of shit if you think she doesn't lie.
She doesn't lie nearly... Nobody lies as much as Trump. The worst liar that I've met in my life does not lie as bad as Donald Trump. It doesn't. He is pathological. Like, he can't open his mouth without, and some would call it bloviating, right? He's just running his mouth, right? He's the guy with the little penis on the block, and everything's gonna be bigger. And then you say, hey, let me see your hands, and he has little bitty hands.
Can you cite even one specific example of when he lied that it definitely negatively impacted the condition of America.
Amazon, and it cost Amazon a lot of money and stockholders in Amazon and people that are invested in Amazon, and it wasn't the truth that he spoke about Amazon. Now, I don't know exactly what it was, but I know Amazon tanked by like $10 billion or some ridiculous. It was something he said, and it caused Amazon to tank. Was it necessarily a lie that he told? Or was he targeting somebody? It may have much been more of a targeting than a lie, but he did. I can't remember what he did. So Donald, say, if you're going to look something up, it would be Donald Trump comments on Amazon causes stocks to fall.
So Amazon stock price value drops as President Trump tweets.
Okay. So did you find anything on that post?
No, at least on the article that I'm reading, which is Fortune.com.
Okay.
Which may
Fortune. I like Fortune.
Okay.
I'm not one to say fake news.
It doesn't say anything about his comments being inaccurate in any way.
Okay. So looking at PolitiFact. They're saying it's false, and we will post this on our page.
Okay.
Right? It tells you why what he said is absolutely false. They're not losing money because of that.
So
they're losing money because of a deal negotiated with them for retirement. That's why the post office is losing money.
So how much did it cost?
Okay, so as we were saying, like, Donald Trump has cost Amazon and Jeff Bezos a lot of money because of his... of his tweets that are lies.
So Bezos is worth $132 billion.
$1 billion.
And according to what you said,
according to money, time.com/money, which is their money section.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos lost $16 billion. Now, Bezos is the world's richest man. This is from money, time/money. With the net worth estimated over $100 billion since the start of the year. Bezos' wealth is based largely on the price of Amazon stock and his share soared early in 2018. His fortune grew by more than $30 billion. So that's where you got the $130 billion from.
Okay.
Yet 1 week and 4 Amazon-related tweets later, Bezos's net worth is down to $114 billion, Forbes estimates. So this is using Forbes.com's numbers, right? In a dismal day for stocks in general, Amazon's shares dropped an especially steep 6% on Monday. Over the past week, Amazon's price has dropped around 10%, subtracting roughly $16 billion away from Bezos.
Okay, so if Amazon stock dropped 10% and he's worth $132 billion, that would be $13 billion.
Yeah, we're at 13.
So now they're saying,
13.
Yeah.
So they're saying 16. So based that's on estimates.
So number one, that's a $3 billion swing. That's pretty substantial.
Okay, wait.
That's substantial. Hold on. Can you let me finish?
Okay.
Number one, that's a $3 billion swing. Number two, that's also talking about just him. Number three, there can't be a direct correlation drawn only between what he tweeted and the loss of stocks. Stocks go up and down all the time. Let's look at Amazon stock over the last 6 months.
I hear what you're saying. This is the challenge that, so listen, we can argue the price of tea in China all day long. The problem with your assertion is that when the president makes a tweet and Amazon drops 6% in 1 day, that is rare. 10% over a given week is extremely rare when they are one of the strongest, if not the strongest companies right now for earnings in the world. Jeff Bezos doesn't become the richest man in the world.
So when did this supposedly happen?
Oh, this would have been the end of March into the first week of April.
Okay. So I want you to take a peek at that. And I'm showing him right now a graph.
Yeah.
Of the last, what is that, the last year?
Yeah, exactly.
Right there
is where that drop has happened.
And then it spiked right back up.
It went down again, and it's almost back where it started. Understood. Okay, you're getting ready to retire. Your retirement is on Friday. On Thursday, the President of the United States makes a tweet about the company that you work for, and all your stock is there. They're not smart to have all your stock there. And then you go to retire and sign your paperwork, and your stock is down 10%. You're just going to blame the market? Now, my parents lost over 50% of their retirement in the housing bubble crash, right? You think they're blaming Obama or Clinton? They're blaming the market and the greed in the market. And you can't just go off willy, as the President of the United States, you can't willy-nilly say something, because what he's talking about is Amazon paying taxes. If Amazon has to pay more taxes, which I'm okay with them paying more taxes.
I don't know. Hold on.
If Amazon pays more taxes, then guess what happens? They're not as valuable as a stock because they're not bringing in as much revenue.
True.
Okay, so when the President of the United States talks about them paying taxes, don't you think people that are forecasting and looking at this are gonna say, oh shit, wait a minute, what is he talking about? Do we need to pull our money back because we're not gonna get the same return? We're talking about micro pieces of the economy. We're not talking about big pieces, but we're talking about people that trade in the hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in seconds, not me and you sitting around saying, hey, I'm gonna put $20 in this new company. So when somebody says something, the gas prices are going to go up because the president pulled us out of the Iran nuke deal.
So what is your question for me? Do I think that it's irresponsible? Yes.
Okay. The whole thing got here on lies. People are constantly trying to make excuses for his lies and say, well, they're no big deal. They're not bothering anybody. And they do. And they have real world consequences.
I said, what did I say? I said 95% of them, it's ridiculousness. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying 95% of them, it's bullshit. So what people need to understand is He is who he is. We freaking elected him as a country. And until we have the next vote, we're pretty much fucking stuck with him.
But that doesn't mean you stick your head in the sand and not say anything. That's how we got here. That's how we got to him being president of the United States. Nothing that Donald, and this is the scary part. Nothing that Donald Trump has done in the past is anything different than what he's doing now. He's the same person.
The reason that we got to where we are now is because people vote lines rather than candidates. They vote for their party, not for who's running.
Bro, but then you got the 20 people in the middle who swing the election either way. And so even though Hillary got the popular vote, Donald Trump got the Electoral College. We could have a whole move in the brain conversation on how that was done and shifted and everything else.
I believe so firmly that our two-party system. Our two-party system is so corrupts our government so bad. So bad.
Yes. Okay, so the answer to your question is yes, it does. I believe that one party speaks for everybody and is inclusive for everybody. And I believe another party is not. And that is why I lean more toward one party than I lean toward another party. And I would not mind voting for a Green Party type candidate.
And socially, I lean one way. And fiscally, I lean the other.
Well, and I think most people do. At the same time, we need roads. We need bridges. I mean, you were talking about Green Party, right?
Right.
Where is this money going to come from the Green Party? Where is the money for infrastructure going to come from?
Taxes, the same. Where's it going to come from for Republicans?
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're physically conservative, it's going to be the same thing. You still have to.
I'm not physically conservative.
Physically, you know what I'm saying?
Fiscally
is actually the word, if I'm not mistaken. So where does the money come from? We always fuss and bitch and moan about taxes. I get it. Nobody wants to pay a lot of taxes, but until we stop letting the Amazons of the world, the Walmarts of the world, IKEA moving up to Kirby here in San Antonio, Texas, that has a tax abatement for 10, 15, 20 years.
It's pronounced IKEA, by the way.
Is it IKEA? Mm-hmm. Well, I say IKEA. I've never heard anything different. I did hear that Sikhs are not pronounced Sikhs. It's pronounced Sikh.
I've heard
this
that.
This was the other day, a Sikh that I thought was a Sikh, now is a Sikh. Actually said it was sick.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Tax shelter, 10 years.
Yeah, so you gotta, you're not paying taxes, but the people that are buying your stuff, the people that are working, they're still paying taxes. So our system is a slave mentality. It is a slave and it is a prison mentality that we have about the systems that we're in. And all these people that are Billy badasses.
What do you mean by a slave mentality?
It's a slave, you do the same thing, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Let's go ahead and, you know, what's the most popular song? Everybody believes the most popular song is the most popular song. I don't think people think for themselves. And that's going to piss a lot of people off, but I don't think people think for themselves.
I agree.
And in saying that, you have to look at the way the system is set up. So when I say a slave mentality, it's kind of like, hey, let's slave Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You're one of the first people I said, hey, nobody wants to work till 65. Oh, no, I'm working till 65. I couldn't imagine doing anything else but why I was working till 65. I can imagine a lot of other stuff than working to 65 years old.
Me too.
A lot of other things. So, and y'all, we're also entrepreneurs, and we're probably going to be working till 80 because that's a whole nother story. Let's just be really real about who we are and what we're doing and where we're trying to get to. But we also have that dream. So, listen, I don't want to be America's... I don't want to be America's this, America's that. This is where we are, right? And I'm happy with it. My challenge is it can be better, and let's not stop trying to be better.
I agree with that. And when I come from the other way, number one, you know that I always like to play devil's advocate.
I don't. That's horrible. Why do you like that?
Because I think it gets people to think. And it gets me to think also.
I think you play devil's advocate. I'm going to call you out. I think you play devil's advocate to your on Facebook because I think you have too many meathead friends and you kind of acquiesce to them. You don't take them on. You don't say you're wrong, dude. And I think there is a right. Okay, I have a hard time saying what's right and what's wrong. There's things that don't vibrate well, that don't feel well to me. And sometimes I read some of the stuff that your friends post and some of my friends as well. And I'm like, why am I even friends with you all?
Okay, now hold on. So that's something that I have a problem with.
Okay.
Just because somebody has different views, you think you should turn your back to them and not be friends with them?
No, I don't think I should turn my back. I think I should distance myself from them and not give them my good energy. That knowing black, white, or whatever else, if somebody had a gun or whatever else, I would try to save that person's life. But when I see that person talking about minorities or, as some use, illegal aliens, right? I don't trust those people because to me, they seem like they're out for somebody else, out for themselves, and their mentality.
I would venture to guess, going back to exactly what you just said, that the majority of them don't think for themselves. It's the regurgitation
okay.
of bullshit facts on social media, in the news, wherever, and their parents, it's whatever they've been taught. And so unless somebody teaches them otherwise, they're never gonna change their opinion. And if you turn your back on them,
It's not my job to teach them.
You just talked about wanting to do something to better
the country. Him.
You said don't. We can't bury our heads. No, and just leave things be.
I will enlighten them. I will plant a seed, but it is not my job to teach somebody about. This is a great segue. It is not my job to teach somebody about Cinco de Mayo.
I agree.
So I agree. What did you do on Cinco de Mayo, Nick? So,
Cinco de Mayo, I went out on a party bus
to
celebrate the Mexicans beating the French against Napoleon III in 1860, whatever the hell.
Okay, so, Nick. Now, listen, I am recently kind of woke, W-O-K-E, okay? I haven't been this way my entire life, okay? Does Mexico
celebrate
Cinco de Mayo?
The answer to that question is... No more than Cuatro de Mayo.
Right, exactly. And that is the mental mind screw. The mental slavery that we have been fed on a consistent basis about this country in a lot of ways. Like Cinco de Mayo, and then people are putting on sombreros and throwing gritos and all this other stuff and have no idea what they're doing except for they're getting drunk.
Can I hear your best grito?
My best? Can't believe I'm gonna do this on air. This is gonna make the whole show worth it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay.
Oh, that was pretty good.
You didn't think I was gonna pull that out.
I did the little tongue roll at the beginning.
A black guy and a white guy throwing gritos on the radio. If that's not cultural appropriation, I don't know what is. So, you know, so we're going out there throwing gritos and drinking and all this other shit. For what?
For
money.
Yeah, for an excuse to drink. For an excuse for democracy to... Or not democracy. What's the word I'm looking for?
Capitalism.
Thank you. For capitalism to get its filthy little hands on us.
It's borderline disgusting.
Is it any more disgusting than Valentine's Day? Or than Mother's Day? Or than Father's Day?
Yeah, a little bit. Because you're taking somebody's culture and you're saying this is what your culture is. It's gritos, it's sombreros, it's drinking, it's partying, it's margaritas. And that's what people, because until I read about Cinco de Mayo, I had no idea.
I think that the majority of people that hear about Cinco de Mayo, they either don't know anything about it other than it's a party. And if they do, if they have heard anything, it's probably that it's Mexico's Independence Day, which is not it's not the case at all.
Right, exactly. So those are the things that we go, but that shows just that closed-minded ignorance. And I'm a part of it. Like, I'm a part of the system.
I mean, we all are.
Right, but I'm pulling myself further back. People think the Battle of the Alamo is some great thing.
Rather than pull yourself back, why don't you educate people?
Because I don't have the time.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't have the mental stability to talk to somebody about why.
Who's supposed to do it? How are we going to change it?
What you do, first of all, is you tell people,
you make a podcast and talk about it, so that all the people that are listening can go and look that shit up.
That is the other way of doing it. And look up Cinco de Mayo. But then that's the cognitive dissonance that people get. You hear something and you got to tell them that 1,000 times, because you know how many times I started having to hear about the Battle of the Alamo and what it was really about before I stopped questioning the truth that I was getting from indigenous people and people that live in San Antonio. I mean, it took me a while, because everything is the Alamo, the Battle of the Alamo. Same thing, slavery is about states' rights. I'm sorry, the Civil War was about states' rights. No, it was about keeping slaves. And if you want to make that about states' rights, then go take your Confederate flag and get your big ass truck or your little ass truck or whatever, your hoopty, and go drive it around.
I always thought that the Civil War was about slavery.
Where did you get that from?
Let me say this.
I've always known it's about slavery, but it's only in recent times that people are actually talking about it being about slavery. Mm. It's always been states' rights, states' rights, states' rights. And states' rights were the ability to keep slaves, which is why you have the Battle of the Alamo.
Because of slavery?
Yes, sir. I'll drop some food. We should call this drop knowledge.
So drop some knowledge on me. Tell me about the Battle of the Alamo.
The president of Mexico freed slaves 33 years before America did.
Okay.
So what you had was, you had the new land where nobody was, of course, is the story as it's told. So as America is pushing slavery out, people are noticing that there's new land here, which was Mexico, and the Texans came here to claim the land. But they claimed the land because it was quote-unquote free land. They were going to take it from somebody else. Well, they're also bringing their slaves over here for slavery. So part of Mexico is saying, one, this is not America. This is Mexico. It wasn't even Texas yet. That's number one.
So number two is your slavery.
You're not going to bring your slaves over here also.
I'll give you that slavery probably was a contributing factor.
Huge contributing factor.
But the reason that the Mexicans and the Americans fought at the Alamo was for the land.
For the land, but for the rights of the Texans also. What it sold is, we wanted free. But even the fact that we're even talking about this now, think about it. If you tried to challenge your teacher in class about the Alamo, they'd lose their mind. People would lose their minds. It's like the first families that ever came to Texas were the Canary Island family. No, sorry. You know, there are already people in the land that is now San Antonio. It's depressing. I see it in your face. It is.
That's not this look.
What's that look? You got gas?
No, this look is... I agree with you to a very small degree. Very small degree.
Small degree meaning what?
I think that 90% of the story that I heard in Texas history class when I was in sixth grade or seventh grade is the exact story that you just told me.
Who's the hero? Who's the hero? Who's those stories? You don't have to say exact names, because I'm getting old and I don't remember everything.
Well,
who's the hero in these stories?
It was us against them. So we're always the hero.
But who's us?
Americans. Americans are always the hero in American history.
Until the lion gets an author, the hunter will always be the victor.
Agreed.
And so, but we had, so me not wanting to teach anybody anything, because it's not my place to do it all the time, do you think these conversations are helpful in educating people? And then can people understand sometimes why Mexican people get upset and why Black people get upset? They don't teach us anything
I have never heard any Mexican people that I've talked to get upset about the Battle of the Alamo.
Not about the Battle of the Alamo, but the story of the Battle of the Alamo.
Again.
Okay, so you need to start hanging out with people that I hang out with. Because it will open your eyes. A lot of this stuff for me is new knowledge, but it's in history books all over the place. So if I read more, then it'd be completely different.
So what's your point?
My point is that we need to do a better job in America of telling real history and stop demonizing Black and brown people and women for the problems that our country has.
So
the reason why we don't have skilled labor
education system sucks.
Mexicans from Mexico and people from Central America are not taking our jobs, right?
Agreed.
So, you want to talk about one big thing is for us to find a migrant farm and go work there for a week.
A week? That's a long time. I'm down to do it. But can you get away for a week?
I can get away for a week. Do I already know what they go through? Yeah. Do I want to go through that? No. And most Americans don't. But we will demonize, we will believe the Battle of the Alamo, we will party on Cinco de Mayo.
I'm not gonna say I work as hard as migrant workers. But come and work a day with me.
No, I know.
A week with me.
Have you felt my hands? They're soft. I type on the keyboard. This is my art. This is what I do. So, no.
I usually have cuts from tile and glass.
You were bleeding the last time when
I didn't even know why I was bleeding.
We went to Floor and Decor.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I get it. You do work hard, right? Jimmy, your boys that you hire and you employ and stuff like that. Does Jimmy work hard? No.
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Shout out to Jimmy.
No, when Jimmy's there, Jimmy works hard.
Jimmy needs to tune in.
Did you feel that bump when the bus went over him?
I know, right?
I love you, Jimbo.
I would love to take a group of conservatives that think that they work hard and they pay their taxes and they do all their shit and have them go to a migrant working farm where the people there are documented and they're here on work visas and have them do that same job. Because people really don't understand. Your tomatoes are going to go up. Your strawberries are going to go up. All your fruit's going to go up.
Most of the tomatoes and strawberries and all that shit already comes from Mexico.
No, there's a lot that is picked here, though. Your prices will go up.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more that comes from Mexico.
We get avocados, California avocados, California, not California, the Florida citrus fruits.
The Haas avocados suck.
Aren't those from Mexico?
No, that's...
They're from all over, though.
But that's mostly Texas, California.
And they're small avocados, too.
Exactly. The good avocados are the big ones from Florida, the big green ones.
Well, hey, I have not met an avocado I do not like.
I'm with you there.
I think I've met a lot of things in my life I don't like. I never eat again. I cannot say, I won't eat that Haas avocado because it was little.
7-7.
7-7. Okay, all right.
So you started last week, so that means I start this week. So my first one is, I don't even know what the name of it is, the volcano in Kilauea.
Why didn't you look it up? The name of it, but it's in Kilauea.
I know it's in Kilauea.
Okay, then you're fine.
I just don't know the name of the volcano. I don't. Okay. I'm sure it has a name.
Yes.
Anyway, tragic stuff going on over there, man.
Yeah.
I guess that's the price that you pay for living.
Yeah, you know, you build in a forest, you build on the hill, there's mudslides, there's fires. Like, I feel for you, I don't want anybody to die, but you did build on top of a volcano.
This is true.
So
26 homes destroyed already, 2,000 people displaced.
Yeah, yeah, it's rough.
But I haven't heard, do you know if anybody's died?
I don't think anybody's died. I'm not looking for people to die, but I don't think anybody's died.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what you got?
All right, so that was Nick's. Mine is Mother's Day.
I was just talking about Mother's Day. What about Mother's Day?
Sunday, right?
It's Sunday.
Yeah. So we're doing something early for my mom because my sister works on Mother's Day. She works at a restaurant where she is one of the managers there. And so Mother's Day is the busiest day for restaurants in America. So
there's
the busiest day by far.
Capitalism taking advantage of us once again.
You know, I have a friend, I got a couple minutes, seconds left on mine. I have a friend, she doesn't celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, any of them, none of them. And she's no worse for the wear.
Every day should be Mother's Day.
Yeah, every day should be a celebration.
Amen.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
All right.
Nick.
So the good news is, it seems like the kids are not eating Tide Pods anymore.
Is that your number three?
The bad news is, there's a new challenge.
Yo, so the deodorant?
The deodorant challenge.
Some girl just burnt her underarms or some shit.
So, are you familiar with I guess it's spray deodorant only.
Yeah.
And you expose your skin to spray deodorant for as long as you can stand it. And because of all the chemicals and crap that are in spray deodorants, it's causing third-degree burns on these kids' arms. The report that I read was there was a little girl in the UK that did it, like 13 years old, that's going to have skin grafts because it burned her arm so bad.
She'll never wear a bikini again because they're going to take that from her ass and put it in her underarm.
True story.
I just, you know, hey, at least they're not trying to ingest it. So,
but that makes you wonder whether or not you want to use over-the-counter deodorant anymore.
That's a whole nother story.
Another story.
That's
anyway.
Green party. That goes green party.
What you got, number four?
LeBron James. Come to San Antonio.
King
dude.
James.
You are like Mr. Clutch right now, dude. You have taken your game to a completely different level.
Me?
No.
Oh.
LeBron James. I'm talking to LeBron. He's listening to our podcast right now.
Of course he is.
Those shots that he's been making.
I have not been watching.
All you got to do is watch the 9-minute recap on YouTube and you fast forward it to the end and you will see like him winning the games, him taking over the games.
I dislike,
it's just a different level.
I dislike him.
Why?
Almost as much as I dislike Kanye West.
Why?
Because he's cocky and he's a crybaby.
He is one of the best players, family men, and philanthropist in sports, period. Period. Time's up.
All right. So my next one. Biodegradable six-pack rings. Are you familiar?
Six-pack ring for beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for years, the plastic six-pack rings, turtles ingest them thinking that they're...
I've seen fish grow and everything.
Yep, turtles, dolphins, they get around their noses, they get around limbs, bad stuff.
Right.
So there's a company in Florida that is making biodegradable six-pack rings, and they're made out of wheat and barley. So not only are they biodegradable, but their food.
They're using the leftovers from the wheat and barley.
For the fish and for the turtles. And it's leftover that would have gone to trash anyway.
Great. That's huge.
Good stuff.
That is good stuff. So we still can get drunk on Cinco de Mayo and not kill the fish.
Exactly.
There we go. Okay. Ollie North.
Ollie North.
He's back.
Mr. Contra himself.
President,
wasn't that Contra hearings?
Iran Contra affair. President of the NRA. So let me tell people really quick who Oliver North
you
really
better hurry
is.
You only got a minute.
No, I got 40 seconds. Oliver North was part of the Iran Contra affair. A lot of people says that he took the fall for President Reagan at the time. But what the Iran Contra did in Nicaragua is they traded guns for drugs. Those drugs were brought back in, and they were the precursor for crack cocaine that was pumped into the inner cities. That is who now is the president of the NRA. So I'm trying not to cuss on the air, but NRA can kiss my black ass. Period. End of story.
I don't think I can get any retort on that one. Number seven.
Number seven and the last one.
Cynthia Nixon. You know who Cynthia Nixon is?
No.
The redhead from Sex and the City.
Sex and the City, for me, is
it Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
Sex. Guyland doesn't watch anything in that city.
Everybody thinks it's Sex in the City, and I think it's actually Sex and the City.
You're showing your softer side right now. It's
anyway,
really cute.
I digress. Let me get back to it because my minute's almost up. So she made the comment, and she said, now that cannabis is exploding as an industry, we have to make sure that those communities that have been harmed and devastated by marijuana arrests get the first shot at this industry. Now,
what a perfect close. Go ahead. I'll give you a little bit more on this one.
Al Sharpton said, I'm for legalizing marijuana and Cynthia Nixon, and I like Cynthia Nixon, but putting pot shops in our communities is not reparations.
Ooh.
So.
Mic drop.
So she didn't say anything about putting them in black neighborhoods. She said, give the people that were victimized by it the
correct
chance to make money off of it.
Correct.
So give the people in the poor communities
We're gonna stress this out. The licensing
to open their pot shops in the white neighborhoods.
Is that what Al Sharpton said?
No, that's what I said.
We have 7-7. We got to stop because we went over by a few minutes. But I think we just found a sweet spot in our show. Yo, man, that 7-7 was fire!
Hot fire.
Lit. It was on fire. Woo. Okay, so.
So good. I think this is a good show. I think we're getting better.
You're
staying the same. I'm definitely getting better.
No, you got a lot of it. You came in prepared.
Better prepared.
Not prepared. Last time you came in, you were breakdancing and stuff. So
I was in a good mood. It started off a little slow tonight. Yeah,
it did. So listen, we're thinking, and we might as well say it. Maybe we do the 7-7 as our top, right? 7-7 minutes.
So we're thinking moving forward, we start off with the 7-7, pick our topics from there.
And then talk around that. And so instead of the show being an hour long, roughly, then it might wind up being 30 minutes long. And I think those seven kind of can set up the show for what we want to talk about, because those will be things that we're knowledgeable about. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of feeling it that way, right?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, we gotta find our way.
And I want to do a remote.
We will do a remote soon. Yeah. That's a remote's not a problem at all. But we gotta figure out some technology.
You help
stuff.
Anybody recently?
Did I help anybody recently? I got some DMs where I help people sometimes. You know, it's not always about physically going out and touching people. Oh, I do need to talk to you about Jessica Danielle.
Speaking of going out and touching people.
No.
Excuse me?
No, I need to talk to you because
I helped two.
Writes.
Yes, I would love to help her.
Yes.
Two people I helped this week.
Okay.
My friend Maggie.
Yeah.
So Maggie has a rental house that she's been sitting on for months that has not been finished.
Okay.
And she was too prideful to ask me because originally I wanted to help her.
Yeah.
She said, no, I got this.
Right.
She didn't got this.
Maggie needs to sell homes.
So.
And sell homes.
Let you sell homes.
Exactly.
I'll fix yours. So I'm basically helping Maggie out finishing her house up.
Okay.
And using my guys to do it. Second thing I'm doing, I saw somebody at the it wasn't a Stop and Go. Remember Stop and Go back in the day?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a stop and go. It was a stop and shop, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, I went in there and the guy right in front of me, or two people in front of me, he was a dollar short on whatever he was buying.
That's easy.
The guy at the register let the guy, he goes, don't worry about it. Bring it next time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And so the girl in front of me paid. I get up there and I gave the guy an extra dollar. I said, that's rock solid, man. You doing stuff like that is exactly what
we need. Because it's going to get there, right? So at night when I've been going to sleep, I've been listening to the meditation stuff and staying in the moment. Law of attraction, people call it prayer, whatever you want to talk about it. But really just listening and realizing that it's about staying in the moment. And when you need things, whether it's money, whatever else, that comes to you. But when you start focusing on it, you look for it and you cut yourself out of that gift of money that will be coming to you, because it's coming. The universe will provide, God will provide however you want, but it will come to you. So it was very nice of you to do that.
Thanks, man.
All right, so tune in next time.
Where we'll start with the 7 at 7.
Right.
And our podcast, who knows where it'll go?
Yeah, who knows? But I know one thing. Our podcast right now is going to be on Anchor. It's going to be on Google Play. It's going to be on Spotify. And it is also on iTunes. You didn't know that.
Oh,
but when we share it, it gets shared all over the place. So
nice.
We need to get this tight, man, because once we get it tight, it's going to be great. So
get it
this
tight.
Is Guyland.
Get it tight. Get it right.
And Nick.
And we are out. Thank you for listening.